like grapes on the vine. I'm Amanda Vinicky, along with Tim Landis, the business editor for the State Journal Register. We're going to talk about Illinois' growing and spreading wine industry. Also, what to do about the city's high accident intersections. That and more in this week's business report. So, Tim, there's been lots of news since the last census came out, but I hadn't heard about something the U.S. Department of Agriculture puts out called a vineyard census. And that evidently showed that the market for Illinois wine has grown in both production, number, and spread.
Basically what they found, 105 wineries now in Illinois, and they're in pretty much every corner of the state. And that's up about 36% from 2007. So during the worst of the recession, we were still adding wineries.
Production also increased, right?
Yeah, it's about 540,000 gallons a year. That's not a lot by California standards, but that was also up 16% or so from 2007.
Will there be any hangover of sorts from all of this production increase?
Well, and they are getting the tourism portion of the business. People like to do wine tours. A lot of the wineries now have music or theater or other types of entertainment. So it's become a tourism destination on its own. But again, they'll be honest with you. It's hard to convince restaurants that Illinois wines are as good as California wines, and therefore it's been harder to get them on the menu. And that's their focus this year.
Not to make a segue into drinking and driving, because of course that would make for a potential accident, and we don't want that. However, Springfield traffic studies continually say that there are a few really dangerous intersections in this city, and two in particular where last year there were the most crashes on streets managed by the city. What were those, and what's the city looking to do to make them safer?
Well, we're talking about Lawrence Avenue at MacArthur Boulevard and Walnut Streets, and yeah, they're dangerous enough without drinking or driving, according to these studies. Something over 20 crashes there last year. The city's looking at possibly adding lanes, traffic lights, maybe some other changes there. Try to slow folks down, basically. And if you've driven through there, you know the red light runners are an issue. So those are some things they're looking at. They think they have a funding source, but it's not in the planning stages just yet.
Where would that money come from? I thought nobody had any money. And also, another form of pushback, I would presume, would be from neighborhood groups, where changes in traffic patterns would affect neighborhoods.
Now, there's some in the Near West Side Neighborhood Association that think, well, if you improve the intersections, there's just going to be more traffic and people will go faster. But the big concern is that it might force some of the homes either to be demolished or change the properties around there. So it's one thing they're watching very closely. And they're really talking about fairly minor things in terms of traffic projects, like signals and added lanes. So maybe $600,000 or so. I know it's a lot of money to us, but in a transportation budget, it's not that much.
Finally, Illinois was part of what was supposed to be a new wave in energy production, and it would involve finding a use for Illinois' high sulfur coal to produce power, but then use gasification techniques to minimize the environmental impact. Big names for that, you may remember Tenaska, Futuregen, but instead, that wave has kind of become a drought.
We're talking about the Taylorville Energy Center, which had been kicking around for 7-8 years, more than a decade in some respects, since the idea was first pitched. And the developer, Tenaska, has said recently it's not worth the effort anymore. Not a big surprise, really. You watched it in the General Assembly. They tried repeatedly to get legislative approval, couldn't do it, even changed it a little bit, and still getting could not get approval. So they have just said, okay, that's that. We're dropping out. They also dropped a similar project in Texas at the same time.
Futuregen also changed its technique, so not using that coal gasification.
Coal gasification, Taylorville was sort of the last project lingering out there using that technology. Futuregen, as you pointed out, has already switched to another kind of technology over in Morgan County. That one, too, is still in the planning processes and is not a done deal by any means.
Tim Landis, the business editor for the State Journal Register. Remember, you can always read the latest stories he's working on daily in the SJR.